I began 2021 with a column by Alana Newhouse from thetablet.com, wonderful little, very conservative and very Jewish newspaper that Alana is the publisher of. Do you remember this? 2021, we began with what? Everything is broken. So I spent 2 hours on the first show back in 2021 reading from Alana Newhouse, Everything is Broken. Because it is broken. And it got more broke, if that's possible, in 2021. But you know, something dawned on me. At the end of 2021, or should I say something began dawning on me. And I spent many hours requesting the Blessed Virgin Mary, the seat of all wisdom, to hook a brother up and help me figure it out. Brother Andre Marie put an ad rim column out on the 22nd of December that I read to you on the last show day of the year, which was all about the metaverse and need for a new meta narrative, right? He got that from James Corbett. We got it in part from James Corbett. Brother has now followed that up with the second episode of Reconquest that I saw. I just saw the title of it. I know it has something to do with fleshing the meta narrative out. So a brother is working from this point of view. Remember, I was encouraging all of you at the end of 2021 to read Michael Warren Davis's The Reactionary Mind. Folks, we're here. Today's placard for the title of today's show is Gentlemen, Time to Unlearn Modernity. There's a couple of pieces that we're going to get into to begin 2022 to flesh this argument out. Let me just say to you, whoever it was that sent me the Tucker Carlson video about, he did a 15-minute long rant about human scale on January the 4th, he did it, and about how the entire modern world is gone kaput because everything is out of scale. And look, I'm not one of these that has to have ownership of something if it's good, true, and beautiful. I'm just happy that he did the monologue. And about 600-some-odd thousand people watched it the other day. I'm going to play a piece of it. We've been talking about this. And again, I'm no slight to Tucker because I love Tucker. Great minds can think alike. It is possible. Don't think like mine, though. He's reached our conclusion, though, folks. He even talked about the out-of-scale local governments and about real community. How is it that the Crusade channel has survived as long as we have? This is what Our Lady has revealed to me. For those of you that aren't Catholics, please bear with me. I do like to talk about the Blessed Mother because I love her with all my heart and my soul. And encourage all of you that do not have a devotion to her to pick one up, especially you men. You need it. It'll benefit you tremendously. Scale. The size of things. Modernity. All these things are related. It's like a plot for a good, well-thought-out, 12-episode television series drama. You know, they start with the final cause, which is the first in thought and the last in execution, right? And I know I'm probably speaking a little philosophically out of tune, if you will. Sorry about my earphone difficulties. I had to borrow a set from Mrs. O'Connell. And her little tiny dainty ears, her little butt, just keep falling out of my ginormous 30 years of radio broadcast. Yeah, they're huge. Huge. Those holes in my head are huge. Definitely huge. I got a hole, two holes in my head. Let's go back to the scale of things. Professor Anthony Asolin has a column at Crisis Magazine a couple of days ago It is where is it? Now, this one I can't blame on Maggie for not printing because I print. Here it is. Tradition is no dead thing. Tradition is no dead thing. And in this, Solon says, hey, here's the good news. Modernity has died. What did Chesterton say? All of you Chestertonians out there. What did Chesterton say about the difference between a living thing and a dead thing? What can a dead thing, what is the one thing a dead thing can do? Emphasis on death. And by the way, cult of death. Once you're in the cult of death and you join it, you're in the cult of death. You become dead. Your thinking is dead. Your intellectual life is dead. Your spiritual life is dead. You just be dead. So what is the one thing that a dead thing can do? It can float with the stream. That's the one thing it can do. It can go along where the stream is taking it, which is on the road to perdition, which is on the road to hell, damnation, a bad outcome for eternity. What is the one thing that the living can do that the dead can't in regards to a stream? Are you Chestertonians? Again, you should all know this. This is a great quote from G.K. Swim against it. The living can jump into the stream. Let's just pretend that it's heading from left to right. And it can swim to the left against it. It can swim upstream. You, gentlemen, are all reactionaries now. I'll play big fish. You guys play guppies. We're swimming against that stream. Now, just for argument's sake, we're not swimming against a stream to get rid of electricity, to get rid of the internet, to get rid of indoor plumbing, to get rid of hygiene, and many useful compounds, medicinal compounds that we can use. We're not. You don't seek something that cannot be. You take what's in front of you, and then you try and sanctify the temporal sphere. That's what a living person does, especially if it's evil that you're confronting. And if you can't sanctify that evil, well, then take the fork in the stream and go that way. Because, look, the evil's going to float past you. Here's the trick. Don't let the evil drag you to death with it. That's the trick. And this is what we're going to talk about in 2022 all year. You can see it in the placard for today's show. Gentlemen, 2022 begins. Gentlemen, let us unlearn modernity. Tucker Carlson has unlearned or is beginning to unlearn some modernity. He correctly identifies in this monologue community and says, but wait a minute, this thing is so big, even in a medium-sized town, it can't be a community any longer. Why? Because the cult of death has killed the commune part, the communal part. You want another great irony of all ironies of how to figure this out? Solidarity and subsidiarity. Not hard to figure out. No Rubik's Cube, no magic formula. Good old-fashioned solidarity and subsidiarity. And by the way, good old-fashioned subsidiarity will by necessity find things that are opposed to it, like centralized states and bureaucracies. It'll find them repugnant. It will find them ultimately the product of the evil one. It will reject it. So let's start here. All right, Ms. O'Connell, pick up at 4 minutes and 18 seconds of Tucker's monologue from January the 4th. I'm just going to play you a couple of minutes of this, and then I will add. Yep.
So the question is, how many people is too many? In Washington, you will never hear that question. More bodies in a country mean more power for the people who run it. Big nations need big governments. Politicians always want more people to rule, so the incentive for unrestrained population growth is baked right into the system. That's bad news for the rest of us. First and most obviously, big governments don't treat their citizens very well.
That's right.
Yes, that's a Reagan-era talking point. It's also true. The larger a bureaucracy becomes, the more impersonal it gets. Past a certain size, organizations of any kind lose their regard for people.
Boom.
As they get bigger, they get blunter, more soulless and cruel.
Boom.
The people in charge no longer care what you think. They don't have to worry about how their policies will affect you or your family. And that's the inevitable product of population growth. If you had 5 children, you would bathe them all in love and attention. If you had 5,000 children, you wouldn't know their names. So in case you're wondering why our leaders no longer seem especially interested in your health or happiness or prosperity, that's the reason. They don't have to be interested.
And they're not going to be.
Our population is too big. Why should your opinion matter?
Okay,
you're
pause.
One of many.
We're
going
to do a little pause in here, Maggie. Pause. He's figured it out. You don't even need to hear the rest of it. That's it right there. That's it. Clark W. Griswold. That's it. That's the big one.